The Voices Within by 5Y. With music by 4/5S.
We all have them, those voices in our head, telling us we're stupid or lazy, or even maybe a bit smelly. Trouble is, Bob doesn't just have those voices in his head.
Oi, Bob, have you done the washing up yet?
Leave him alone, Cameron.
Why? He's so lazy. He didn't help with the cooking, so he has to do the washing up.
I've done it. I've just got to put it back in the bag.
Who invited him anyway?
I did. He's okay, and he doesn't have many friends.
No kidding.
Shh, AJ. He can hear you.
Bob's not really sure why he agreed to come on this camping trip. Maybe he hopes something might change.
You've got to admit it, Felicia. Bob is a boring guy.
Maybe not.
Hey, Bob, come sit by the fire.
Nah, it's okay. I'm tired. I think I'll just go to my tent.
Okay, good night.
What's he doing going to bed already?
Is he like 4 years old or what?
He's getting away from your bullying.
Felicia, if you didn't want us to make fun of him, you shouldn't have invited him.
Bob can hear them talking about him as he crawls into his sleeping bag. He feels angry and upset, but mainly he thinks they're right. I'm a total loser.
Night-night, Bob!
It's morning, and Bob can hear them all moving around in the forest outside. He doesn't really want to see them yet, so he turns over and goes back to sleep.
Are you sure he's still asleep?
Is everyone packed up?
You're not going to leave him.
We're just having a laugh.
I'm going to wake him up.
Don't spoil it.
It's mean.
Your choice, Felicia. Him or us?
Come on, let's go.
Bob wakes up again, and he's glad he can't hear them saying things about him. Then he realises he can't hear anything at all.
Bob pokes his head out, and all their tents have gone, all their stuff, everything.
Hello?
And the voice in his head says, "Are you stupid? They've gone. They've packed up and left you."
He climbs out of the tent and the sun is right in his eyes. He looks around at the empty forest and the ashes of the fire. He pulls his phone from his pocket.
Dad.
And he feels like giving up.
Bob's heading back, following the path to the road and the bus stop, when he hears something up ahead.
In a clearing up ahead, he can see something big and shiny, like an airplane. Like a spaceship.
One more try!
That's definitely an alien!
Who's there?
It's looking right at him.
Don't be afraid.
Bob's thinking, I should make a run for it.
I need help.
But his so-called friends went off and left him all alone, so...
What do you need?
If you can get hold of that end and lift...
The aliens had to make an emergency landing. The sun bits of the spaceship have fallen off.
This is the last time I buy second hand!
Bob's helping to fix it.
The hyperdrive simulator's next, over there.
You speak very good English.
It's the way my nervous system works. I can automatically speak the language of any species I eat.
Eat?
Meat! I mean meat.
My name's Bob. What's yours?
It's Felicia.
Hey, I know someone called Felicia.
What a coincidence. Is she a friend?
No, not really.
This is lodged into the ground. I need a crowbar.
Do aliens have crowbars?
Can you fetch it? There's a toolbox just inside the airlock.
Inside the spaceship, there's a strange purple light. It takes a minute for Bob's eyes to adjust. There's the toolbox, like something from his granddad's shed, with spanners and hammers and a crowbar sticking out.
He grabs the crowbar and turns back to go outside, but he notices something else in the corner. A camping kettle tied to a rucksack, and beside that rucksack is another rucksack and another. It's his friend's gear. What's it doing here?
Bob heads back outside, wondering how to ask about the camping gear when things go from bad to worse. He arrives just in time to see the alien pick up a skull and...
Stop! What are you doing?
The alien opens its mouth wide, wider than you'd think it could go.
Skulls aren't food. They're harmless and cute.
Don't worry, it isn't dead. It's in storage. I take living samples back to my planet by storing them inside my body. It's the only way they'd survive the journey.
Living samples?
I look small, but I'm a lot bigger on the inside.
Bob's starting to get a really bad feeling about this.
Here, give me the crowbar.
I wouldn't expect an alien to have a toolbox and camping gear too.
I found that.
It looks like my friend's stuff. We were camping.
Why weren't you with them?
They left before I woke up.
Not very nice friends then. But don't worry, they won't be mean to you again. I swallowed them. They're in here, see?
The alien opens its mouth wide, so wide, and from somewhere far off, Bob can hear voices.
Bob, it's Felicia. Please, help!
I'm fed up with that Felicia. She hasn't shut up since you arrived, giving me indigestion.
You've kidnapped her!
But I'll let you go if you help me finish fixing my ship.
Do I have any choice?
Almost done, Bob. Pass me that spanner. I don't want this falling off again.
It's hot. Bob's hungry, and he has no idea how to rescue his friends. There.
All done.
Great. So I can go now?
Yes, of course.
Whew. Okay.
Nah. Just kidding. I'm going to eat you.
He doesn't have a plan. He needs to buy some time.
If you cooperate, you can go feet first, which is more comfortable.
Well, can I eat my lunch first? I didn't have any breakfast, so I'm really hungry.
You did help me fix my ship.
It's in my rucksack.
No funny business.
Look, it's just a tuna sandwich and a bag of crisps.
What is that?
My drink. Look at it.
Can I try some?
If you like. Here.
Nice.
It's my favourite, you know.
Mine too.
Hey, the alien drinks the whole bottle of Lucozade. Every last drop.
No way! That was the last Lucozade I was ever going to taste.
Pardon me.
The alien was already green, but now it looks even greener.
That was very
The burping just won't stop. It gets louder and louder until one enormous... The alien burps up everything it had swallowed.
What's happening to me? What did you do?
The alien's stomach is expanding, stretching out and out.
What did you do?
It's like a house, as big on the outside as it must have been on the inside.
Make it stop! Make it stop!
There's nothing I can do!
The alien looks at Bob with fury and astonishment, and then...
Oh, Beetlejuice!
Apart from being covered in slime, everybody's okay, even the squirrel.
Bob, I'm so sorry. We left you.
You saved us.
I thought I was never going to see my mum ever again.
I'd have escaped on my own somehow.
No, you would not, Cameron. Bob's a hero.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Very cool, Bob.
thanks.
I just want to go home.
Me too.
Your rucksacks are inside the ship.
Come on, let's get out of here.
What is this stuff?
How are you feeling?
Thirsty. That alien drank all my Lucozade.
We'll have to get more then.
Yeah, when we get back to town, there's a shop in the bus station.
Who said anything about the bus?
Well, how else are we going to get home?
The alien took my name and used my brain to learn English.
So?
It connected with me. There was a sort of exchange. And now, I knew what the alien knew.
Felicia, what do you mean?
I mean, how do you fancy a ride in a spaceship?